Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's up? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions right now. I got a band called Watch Rome Burn. I think this was actually the last band I had in studio, or if not one of the last bands I had in physical studio, which seems like such a long time ago, even though it really wasn't. Watch Rome Burn. How you guys doing today?
It's going great. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. You remember last time, Justin, I was talking, Justin and Drew are my guests here today from Watch Rome Burn. Petey is not able to make it, but shout out to Petey. Remember when I was talking to you, we were like discussing, like, you know, what's up with coronavirus and all these things, like, you know, how big of a deal is this? And that was a while ago.
I remember that conversation. It has been a trip this year. I think it was March 8th was when we were in the studio with you. So I don't know if that was the last broadcast before the stay home session started or not, but
I think it was, yeah.
Things are definitely different now. Hopefully this is just the bookends, right? We were there right at the start and this will just be the end and things will go back to normal after this. That would be, you know, what we could all hope.
Well, I mean, I kind of consider you guys like bearers of bad luck, so I don't even know why I'm allowing you guys back on, to be honest.
Name, man.
I'm just playing.
Prophetic.
I'm just playing. Let's catch me up, guys. Like, how have you been collectively? You know, we can start with Drew or start with Justin, whoever wants to start. How have you guys been handling the last year, almost year? And, you know, how you've been staying sane, assuming you have been staying sane?
Well, I don't know if I'll chime in first, I guess. I don't know if I've ever been sane. so I don't know. The last year hasn't been par for the course, I guess, but just trying to stay active, I guess, mm-hmm. and keep the music going. We've been trying to get together regularly and working on the video. The video projects have been really fun and kind of putting the music into images and getting people involved in that, trying to stay connected to our friends and our family and keep the creativity going. So it's always a struggle to do that and kind of sacrifice something and put that energy out there, but you know it's totally worth it, and I think it's worth it more than ever now. And part of me just, I don't know, I want to like wake up in the studio a year ago or whenever that was and just be like, oh, that was, this whole year has just been a dream, and
right,
we're back there. But you just got to keep moving on, so it's my piece, I guess.
And how about you, Justin?
Kind of the same. It's definitely added another dimension of struggle to something that's already hard, which is being a indie or underground rock band, mm-hmm. and all the associated difficulties that go along with that, and trying to promote yourself and all that, and your music and all that. We're lucky enough to have a space that we can go and practice in, and it's been cool watching Drew, especially does a lot of our production. So like watching him really focus over this last year on that aspect of it, you know, the newest song, I think reflects probably the highest level, that he's achieved so far. Mm-hmm. So that's been a cool process to work. and watch him do. So, yeah, we're just trying to stay busy.
But you're also a medical worker, so I know that's got to be kind of crazy for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm a nurse practitioner, and I was working in a family practice clinic that converted over to be a COVID screening clinic in March. Yeah. So that, it has been a really interesting time to be working in medicine. You know, there's obvious frustrations that go along with that. I will say, you know, I got into medicine for three chief reasons. One, I like helping people. I feel that's my calling. And another is I like learning new things, and there's always opportunity for that in medicine. And a third is I wanted something that would keep me humble. And, you know, this last year has provided a lot of opportunities, you know, particularly in the third one. There's been a lot of humility. I think that all of us in the medical field have had to accept. You know, we kind of rely on our schooling and typically have answers for a lot of things, but there's been a lot of times during this last year where, you know, the answer I have is we're not sure. I don't know. Yeah. Got to find out. We're on the cutting edge of this thing. So yeah, there's definitely been hardships, but I'm hopeful for the future too.
Yeah.
That a lot of people have been working pretty hard, and you know, I'm a small cog in a big machine. I'm not a statistician or an epidemiologist or anything like that, but I'm hopeful.
You get that shot yet?
I am still waiting. So without going into all the particulars, I'm not one of the big healthcare organizations. So we are still waiting for ours.
But you'll be getting it soon, man. So that's cool. So you guys working on music, it's pretty cool that you guys are taking this time to work on stuff. What all have you guys worked on? So you did the video. You did a new song that we're going to be premiering here. Is the new song something that was completely done during the pandemic?
I believe so, yeah. I think we initially kind of crafted the song during it was just a jam at a practice session that we had. Had to be roughly, I don't know, yeah, a year ago or so. And I think it just kind of reflected the coming climate in a way. It was kind of it had a certain momentum to it that we wanted to capitalize on and kind of draw out and really like think about. And and the production was a big part of it. So kind of perfecting my studio setup and adding new toys to the arsenal until we got the right concoction of different sounds. And that was a big focus and kind of like a big element of what we've been doing, I think, in the last year, is just kind of using the technology and using our creativity to like push the limits of our production that we've been doing and have some fun with like writing the material a little bit more and trying to structure things out. And also we've been, you know, just kind of having fun with it. We've been pretty loose with it. It's been kind of chill since we haven't been able to play live music. That's taken, it's like a bummer in a lot of ways. We love playing live, but having less of that stress to perform and more time to focus on just kind of crafting the art has been cool, I think, for us.
You're on your own timeline.
Yeah, definitely. There's like a certain kind of freedom in it.
That's cool. Do you think this is going to be maybe leading to a new, you know, album or EP, or are you kind of just taking it as it goes?
Definitely that. The plan, we've been working on stuff. We have lots of material, and I'm pretty excited because I think it's like we've hit a kind of new threshold for our sound and our style. It's kind of coming to its own a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And where you know, like our first couple albums, I love the material and it's really fun, but I feel like it's you know, reflective of like our inspirations maybe a little bit more, or kind of just you know, has less of like an established kind of thing. And Petey being in addition to the band too has just been huge, so his addition is like added a big new dimension to our sound and our writing, and like his music and his style and everything about him in general is just amazing. So he's like, yeah, an artist worth checking out on his own right, but
in PD Normal
really helps out.
Nice, dude. Well, okay. So I got a question for you guys. So, I know that obviously nobody's been able to see live shows, but music, whether it's streaming or listening to a CD or vinyl or anything, just checking out music has been a big thing that's gotten a lot of us and most of us through this crazy time. At least, you know, the time we get to enjoy with music has helped us. For you guys, I mean, we all know there's very, very overwhelming days, whether it's through the news, through, you know, COVID or anything. There's been a lot of days where it's just overwhelming. When you have a day like that and you need to recharge, what is an album that you can go back to and it kind of recharges you and recharges your soul?
Oh, Justin, go first. I need to think.
You're like all the albums, is that your answer?
Yeah, exactly. There's just like too many random YouTube scurries till like 2 a.m looking at playlist after playlist and album after album, and you know, downloading them and then listening to them. So I've been like kind of musically schizophrenic lately, but if you've got one in particular, go for it.
Boy, you know, the Alice in Chains Dirt album, mm-hmm. is like, I'm listening to that probably once a week since I was 14.
Nice.
So that's a that's kind of, I mean, I've always loved the Seattle sound, and I've always loved Alice in Chains. I've always been a huge fan of them, and I could listen to that album every day and never get sick of it. So that one is definitely one for me, or Social Distortion, just about anything from them, or Mike Ness's solo stuff.
Nice.
That would be
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the PlayStation 1 Wipeout XL soundtrack, and then, VHS head Persistence of Vision.
You just threw me for a total loop there. I don't know either of those things. What do they sound like?
Okay, so Wipeout XL soundtrack is like Prodigy's on it, a lot of like 90s rave electronic kind of stuff, but uh-huh. a lot of guitars, really cool, just fast-paced, interesting electronic stuff.
Okay.
And then VHS head is just amazing producer. He does all his music with like old VHS tapes, horror movies and 80s stuff, and makes collages out of a sound of VHS. So just a really cool idea.
Nice, dude. Right on. Justin, you would probably have a better guess than anyone that I've talked to. When do you think it's going to be safe to go back to shows again? Do you think maybe the fall, you know, maybe next winter? What would you guesstimate?
Yeah, no, my initial instinct is to fall to our default answer that we've had for the last year. But no, I think looking at things in the aggregate, it seems like this fall, maybe some version of that could come back. I don't know that it would be, you know, arena rock shows, but but hopefully, and a lot of this is dependent on, you know, rates through the early spring and vaccine efficacy and all that, but it doesn't seem outside of the realm of possibility that fall could see some sort of return to something. I sure hope so.
Yeah.
I will say that. You mentioned inspiration, listening to albums over this last year, having been in the music scene, you know, for the last several years, that has actually been really inspiring, just to watch bands that I know and have seen and, you know, I'm a fan of here locally, just clawing and scratching their way through this last year and still staying active and like still creating. Like, that is such a cool thing. So shout out to all those bands, you know, everybody's waiting in the wings to come back. Everybody who's been releasing songs and art, like, is really, really inspirational and cool to see that. And I hope everybody continues, because I'd like to see you all when we can go back to play live.
And you know, I mean, you guys would probably be very humble and not include yourselves in that, but I'm going to throw you guys in too, because you have to be proud of yourselves as well. And it's awesome to see you guys doing these things and producing music on your own and creating this content that you know your fans and us listeners can really enjoy in this art. You know, sometimes I say content when that really just is not appropriate for music, because music is art, not content. What I do is content. I make interviews. That's content. What you guys do is art. So I'll say art. You guys create this art, and it's awesome that during the darkest time in American history, of modern history, at least, as far as just, you know, we don't have to get into that too much, but it just during, you know, this crazy time where so many of us are just, you know, apart from each other, just creating this art, and it's awesome, man. So have you guys been able to practice and get together on a regular basis, or are you guys doing these things remote?
It's kind of been a mix. We're lucky enough to have a practice space that, you know, allows for enough distance to stay within guidelines.
Yeah.
And then, you know, also lucky enough to have the ability, like Petey was a solo artist before he came onto the band. So he, you know, he was set up to do that already at his place. And so we've been able to work with it. I mean, it's definitely a challenge to keep it all together sometimes. And, you know, the creative process is, I think, you know, better when you can all be there kind of vibing and grooving in the same room.
Of course, yeah.
When that's not possible, I think we managed to make it work. I don't know. What do you think, Drew?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, you know, we're pretty clean people, I guess, like
smart. So, yeah.
All is well. Can't really comment, I guess. Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nice. Well, I'm glad that you guys have been, you know, busy and active, and even just, you know, for yourselves, it's probably very therapeutic to get together and just play loud amps. You know,
right. Yeah, totally.
Sonic therapy.
Yes, Electric Church.
I like that. Okay, so when we are able to get back together and watch live music and get those loud amps in the face and enjoy a beer together or whatever people choose to imbibe on, what do you guys think it's going to look like? You think it's going to be one huge rush to get back to shows? Do you think people are going to be kind of weary of it, if you had to guess?
I think it'll be explosive, whatever it is. It's going to be pretty like unpredictable, hopefully. Like I really hope that people are pent up enough to like use that energy to create something, you know, crazy and really like show the world like what for, you know, like, hey, we've still got some, like we can still make it and do something, have some fun, whatever it is. Just like do something. And, like, I hope that people don't get, like, just discouraged enough and depressed enough that it kind of keeps them, like, you know, just immobile and like, just not wanting to do stuff and just, like, be lazy and unmotivated. And because that kind of seems to be, like, if you're kind of overwhelmed all the time and getting bombarded by stuff all the time and bad news, it's easy to get like that. So I hope that doesn't affect the scene, and I hope people are able to like just recover really fast. So that's my hopes, but I don't, yeah, I'm not sure, I guess, exactly what'll happen.
Yeah, and I would think that, who knows, but I would think that it'll probably be a stepwise, rather than, hey, we're opening up gigantic venues and mega shows and that
for sure.
Start, get to that, but I would think smaller venues and smaller crowds and controlled circumstances first. And, you know, we've kind of talked about back and forth here and there about it might be interesting with these bigger acts, you know, national level acts or international level acts, what they'll do and how they might
downplay
mixing in the scene between smaller acts and bigger acts if the
side
is limited from the get-go. So who knows? I mean, that could be a positive, cool thing if that were to emerge.
You get a chance to see, like, a big band, big freaking, you know, huge rock band like Iron Maiden play at El Corazon, you know? Who knows?
Right. Exactly. You know, the other part of this, too, is, like, venues and who's going to be left.
I mean, absolutely.
That has been,
yep,
you know, kind of a heartbreaking element among a lot of heartbreaking elements to this last year. But just a quick shout out to, you know, Louis G's or Tony B's or the Swiss and all the other clubs that have closed, I think, permanently. That's a big loss to the scene. I would hope that, again, with as many people out there here in the Northwest that love music and as much talent as we have, that the scene will rebuild.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
It's still there. It might be dormant a little bit, but it's not gone. I would hope that it'll come back with a vengeance. I'll echo my brother's sentiment.
Justin, I have to stop you there when I will say, and there's nothing been confirmed yet, but I am friends with Tony V on Facebook, the actual Tony, and he mentioned something just kind of casually about opening back up. So,
oh, is that right?
Yeah. So I can't confirm here, and hopefully, let's cross our fingers and hope that that does happen, because that would be really awesome. That's a really important place up in Everett for the North End, especially. Anyways.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's I'm stoked. I'll take any good news I can get.
Absolutely, man. That's kind of the way it is right now. Is any piece of good news, you kind of just like hold on to it and hope and kind of ride it out for the day. Like, yes, all right,
right.
I'll take it. Guys, so what's the best way to support you guys during this time when we can't go to your show, buy a t-shirt, get money toward the band directly through, buying a ticket to your show? What's the best way to help you guys out and support?
So we have social media presence all over the internet.
Yes, you do.
You can buy our merchandise on our Bandcamp. Just go to Bandcamp, watch Rome Burn, and we're there. If you could follow us on Spotify, that would be hugely helpful, and stream our music. And listen.
Except, Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin, too.
Ooh.
There you go. I think just listening to our music and rocking it at high volumes, that would be awesome.
And we're going to do that right now. We're going to listen to your music. Like you said, we're going to play a song here called Join a Cult. Would you guys like to kind of clue me in on the little bit behind this tune? Because yeah, I don't really want to join a cult, guys. I'm sorry. But I know what happened to Heaven's Gate.
Well, yeah. If you watch the video, I think, you'll want to join a cult. I guess,
ooh,
actually, no. Watching the video, if you want to join a cult, there's probably something wrong with you. But the song is lyrically, I would say it's just kind of a reflection of our modern era with everything around every corner and every screen and every advertisement just trying to sell you something or change something about you or getting you to join something and be a part of it and kind of give yourself to it. And just across the board, that's what you run into, every waking moment of every day. And so it's just kind of, I don't know, it's just a reflection on that. It's could be about the frustration of it or about, just embracing it or whatever, trying it for a while and then giving it up. It's just kind of, a treatise on that.
Right on. Well, thanks, guys. We're going to get into it. Watch Rome Burn, new song, Join a Cult. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Kevin.
cult. Never mind the old naysayer. Join a cult. Sign up now and thank me later. Join a cult. You could be home among like-minded people. Join a cult.
And life will be forever easy!
In a slave new world, join a cult, sign up, you might just meet a girl.
On the mailing list.
I've been, I've